This is a test of the emergency poop cast system. This is only a test.
Through the vast expanse of known space and right up your ear hole, you're listening to Extra Life Radio.
Extra Life Radio. It's like British comedy, only funny this time.
Hey everybody, it's Tuesday night, it's December...
What day is it?
13th or 14th, we're not sure. 13th of something, of December, and that means we're awfully close to Christmas. Everyone looking forward to our big Christmas show next week? I hope you are, I know I am. Hopefully we'll have a good show. But tonight we're definitely going to have a good show because we have lots to talk about, good stuff, bad stuff, and everything in between. Here's something new. From now on, at the beginning of the podcast, this group cast, I am not going to announce our email account or our phone number to call. Why? Because it's not like this is a live show. It's totally retarded to do that. I've realized it from the beginning. It always felt funny to me. From now on, I don't talk about that till the end of the show, so no more of that. I do want to mention we're grateful that mindonthenet.com has helped us out with hosting for the myextralife.com website. Go check it out. Won't you? Or will you? Is it won't you or will you? Let's ask Mark. Mark's in the studio. Mark, how's it going?
Do I have to be awake for this?
Yes. Oh. We have a funny story to tell about Mark here in a minute that might a few of you who listened to last
week's
show.
I think your story is even better.
Yeah. Yeah. It adds to last week's story, which was, how should we say, unfortunate.
Completely mortifying?
Oh, totally. And fake, really, is what it was in the end. Anyway, good to have Mark here. We also have in the room with us Brian Obsidian.
I'm not in the room with you.
Dude, you're in
spirit
you're
only.
You're in my brain.
In the chat room.
My brain. Brian is here. Brian, how's it going?
What's up? All right.
The
you
Southern.
Are always on my mind.
We like to call him the Southern. I don't know a good name for you.
Lover.
The Cambodian Colombian.
The Cambodian Colombian.
Obsidian is here also. Oh, how are things on your side of the planet?
They're as bald as it gets.
Sweet. Good times. And we have with us Andrew.
I bet you didn't want to know that, huh?
No. Andrew, who lives on the Wang of America.
Yep. that rash.
If he's the Wang, so. Then I must be the.
Oh.
I'm getting a call from Orion Ortiz. I'm not answering it.
Orion Ortiz.
Yeah, that's a pretty horrible name.
Somebody what is named that, like
or Orion Ortiz otherwise, or Cortez.
Otherwise, Orion
wouldn't
Cortez.
Wouldn't it be Orion?
I don't. Maybe. Oh, maybe it was Orion.
Oh my God.
Orion.
Jeez, Scott. Did you even make it through the fifth grade?
No.
I've seen his report cards. He did not.
That's true. I had horrible grades. Horrible, horrible, horrible grades. I was too creative for those losers. So my daughter's in here rustling paper around. How's it going, babe?
Hello.
Okay, good times. She knows how to disrupt a show. Okay, so let's get on to the thing we're going to talk about tonight. A few other things I want to talk about. First of all,
squirrels.
Who wants to hear? Well, first, let's talk about Mark's little thing. Hang on, where is it? What happened?
I don't want him to take that thing out again. Let's talk about this. At the end of last week's show, apparently Scott had some fun at my expense.
Yes.
Although I didn't realize that by taking his hot dog, he would go pay a man $70 to have his finger shoved up his butt.
Yeah, okay. We'll get to that in a minute. But Mark, this is funny because we recorded that during show prep last week. I tacked it on the end of the show. You guys remember that, right?
Yep.
Okay. Good times. But anyway.
I think everybody has it burned in their brains.
Except
now.
Obsidian. He doesn't actually listen to the show after it's done.
And actually, I listened to last show.
Oh. Well, then damn me for. I don't know. But anyway, so we put that in there. And so tonight, Mark shows up at the house. He comes in, walks right over to my desk, and throws an entire package of hot dogs in my lap.
Oh, man. That's
so
funny.
It says, what did it say? I can't find it now. Did my wife take it?
What?
She's already making
what
some.
What did it say? The all-meat all hot dogs?
Yeah, it says the all-meat hot dogs.
The hot dogs are, on the package, it really says they're all-meat.
Like, yeah, all-meat. Does that make you guys feel comfortable about those kind of hot dogs when it says all-meat?
You know,
hello?
As opposed to
if no one's not
beef jerky, if no one's ever listened to the show before, they're going to turn it on 5 minutes into it, they'll be like, ew, and they're just going to hang up right after.
That's
hey,
the worry.
If this was something that made them turn off the show, it's a good thing they turned it off now.
Yeah. Turn it off now because what you're about to hear.
Anything else you hear or any previous shows, you're in for a shock.
Yeah, I warn you about the following thing I'm going to tell you. But here's a story I want to share with everyone. This week, as many of you know, if you've been following the website, I've been suffering from weird abdominal pains. I'm told that's the medical way of saying abdominal pain, not Orion or Orion
chili
pain.
Butt.
Chili butt.
It's pronounced nuclear.
Nuclear. Anyway, Vietnamese. Vietnamese. At any rate, what was I saying? Oh, so I went in to get checked. I thought,
talking
well,
about your chili butt.
Because Sunday night it was so awful. I thought I got to go see what's going on. So I went in there and I met this doctor by the name of like Lang Pong or some Chinese name.
No time for love.
Yeah, no time for love, Dr. John.
Oh, no, he got love.
Yeah. So he says to me, I figured I'd just go pee in a cup and we'd say, oh, you got a urinary tract infection. Have a nice day. But it didn't happen that way. He said, it looks like your pee's okay.
No, he wanted to explore.
That's right. He says, we need to do a rectal. And I went, don't. Excuse me.
Dun,
he said,
dun, dun.
He said, Mr. Johnson, we need to do rectal. So I said, okay.
Oh, time for rubber glove.
Oh, he was like, put on these tight clothes and wet your mouth.
No. There goes the Asian market.
no more Asian listeners.
Actually, on this occasion, there was time for love. Yeah.
There was some time for love, Dr. Jones. But anyway, he said, so anyway, here's the worst part of this experience, okay? I'm just going to touch on it. I'm totally like Fletch bent over on this table, okay?
Oh, Moon River.
Moon River, using the whole fifth dock, that kind of thing. And I'm laying there, and Kim's on the other side of the room looking at me, laughing her head off. And I'm standing there, and here's what the guy says. So, is that very uncomfortable? Do you have discomfort? And I said, I didn't know what to say. I said, as opposed to when a guy's not got his hand in my butt.
Like, this is kind of normal for me every day. Yeah,
I'm saying to this guy, okay, well, yeah, it's uncomfortable, but what do you mean? I mean, I don't have anything to compare it against.
Now, try and relax.
You should have been like, nah, this happens all the time when I go to Lowe's.
Yeah, no, dude. Yeah, we'll leave that one there because I don't know how that one could get worse. But anyway, it was good times. Thanks, Dr. Ding Pong or whatever your name was. appreciate that. He didn't even buy me dinner, dude, or freaking walk me to my car.
Yeah.
I really wanted to say that.
That's not an old joke.
I wanted to walk out and actually say it, though. That was one of my goals in life, is to say, excuse me, aren't you going to buy me dinner at least or something like that, but... Anyway, long and the short of it, apparently I have a small, inoperable, potentially, maybe later inoperable...
Okay, tumor. Small, inoperable, stop tumor. There, man.
Tumor. No, not tumor. It's a...
it's not a tumor.
It's a tater tot. No, what
well,
is
call
it?
Call it whatever you want. You don't have to...
It's a hernia.
It's a hernia, right? Thank you.
It's a hernia.
Hernia, thank you. So I'm old man McGillicuddy over here with his old man hernia.
And it's shaped like Abe Lincoln's head.
Sweet.
He's selling it on eBay next
sell
week.
Sell me on eBay. Extra Life's hernia. Get it now while it lasts.
You get more if it's shaped like the Virgin Mary, so you're out of luck.
I'm just concerned that my guts are just going to spill out in front of people. I have a lot of anxiety about this.
Be sure to get it on video.
I will. Oh, and by the way,
I
promised to quit doing this. Okay, last week I did this a lot and people complained. That's a pen. It's a pen. It's a pen.
What are you doing with the
pen? I'm popping the pen open and shut.
That's why you have abdominal pain.
I'm not doing it anymore. So down,
maybe that's
down
the
with
reason
pen.
You have time for love at the doctor's.
Time for love, Dr. Jones.
You want to say that one more time, O? You just really want to get that in, don't you?
He likes that.
Well, I love it. I mean, I love it. And I love it even more because I can't actually say it. Yeah. I can't.
Do the Chinese voice. He can't. He can do White Snake. Voice. Do White Snake like you were doing earlier.
White Snake?
Well, you know, Scott and I, we were discussing earlier about how all you guys play World of Warcraft, and now I'm the only one that doesn't. So basically, here I go again on my own, going down the only road I've ever known.
Oh, God,
like
please.
A drifter, I was born to walk alone.
Now, wait,
but
while
I've
he's
made up my mind.
While he's doing this, I want you to picture.
I'm wasting no more time.
I want you to picture Andrew on the car riding around with big giant hair.
No, no, that would be Mark in a white dress on the hood of the car.
See, I beat him too. All right, well, let's get two things. We got a lot to talk about. So that's my proctology story. The bottom line is I should be fine, so no worries. And thanks, everybody, for the nice emails. I'm going to get a lot of nice emails from everybody. Let's get to
You're doing the pin thing again, by the way.
Oh, my gosh. I have the hardest time with that.
Stop it.
I'm taking
every
the cap
time,
off.
Well, every time he does it, Mark, punch him in the back of the head. Because I guarantee
he's in front
you,
of me.
I'm in front of him.
You'll only
the
have
upper
to,
head.
You only have to.
In front of the head.
You only have to hit him twice, and I guarantee you he'll never do it again.
Bing. Are you kidding?
Yeah. No, he's right.
I don't think it'd stop it even with that.
I think one would stop me, to be honest. I'm kind of a puss that way. All right, so I talked about the proctologist. Let me mark that off the list.
All right, proctology.
Oh, and by
comments.
The way, I forgot to mention tomorrow I'll be taking back his class ring. Just kidding.
I just have to
pass it first. So listen to this. We got some phone calls, and I want to play those first so we can get these out of the way. We got in trouble last week from a mom. Because Brian knows
really?
What this is about. Yeah. Because Obsidian used the word, I hate to say it.
Breastuses?
No, it was the D, the D word.
The D word?
I'll let her say it. So here's what she had to say here.
Thanks, guys. We just got finished listening to number 64, and my 10-year-old just got off the computer and asked me what a dildo is. What am I supposed to say to that?
Well, the truth.
pull it out of the drawer and show him.
Yeah.
You want him to discover on his own? You don't want your 6-year-old to have a 10-year-old?
Yeah, a 10-year-old.
You'd rather show him rather than him discovering it in the nightstand later
around
on.
With dildo? Yeah. I mean, you basically explain to him. You say, son, a dildo is... okay, help me out.
An unrealistic...
Let's help out this person. Yeah.
An unrealistic representation of life.
Something that gives all men penis envy.
Yeah.
It's a whale.
It's a whale. Is that what you said?
Hey, by the way, did you guys know that we gave away two gifts last week? You heard the mini
yes.
cast? Okay.
Yes. Cat,
it was not
That was full of excitement too, by
yeah,
the way.
It wasn't BitTech who got the one, it was the Keck who got it.
Yeah. Oh, the Keck.
Oh, the Keck.
Yeah,
he
screwed up.
He also won
the Keck.
Yeah.
He also won a gift off of the Evil Avatar webpage too.
Yes, he did.
He's off the list.
He's a busy guy, but he does not live here. This guy lives now in where does he live? It's like Washington or something. I don't remember, but I have his address and his thing's already shipping. But here's what he had to say just yesterday.
Hey Scott, it's the Keck here, not to be confused with BitTech. But I just thought it'd be appropriate to call the crap line and wish you well. Hope you get to a speedy recovery and. We'll be looking forward to having you up and running again. So that's it. See ya.
Okay, up and running?
Have you up and running again? Are you like a robot or something, Scott?
No.
Oh, they're going to rebuild Scott, make him stronger, faster, smarter.
We have the technology. Do you know today that would be like the multi-billion dollar man?
Yeah, because if they built him today, he would do nothing more than maybe mow a yard on his own.
No.
Hey, did you guys know that Don the Dragon Wilson is 51?
What the crap are you talking about? Who is that?
The man is 51.
Who's that?
How can he be 51?
I don't know who that is.
Don the Dragon Wilson? What do you mean, who's that?
Who is it? It's probably something in Future Sport or something like that.
No.
Oh, what?
Come on, help me out here, Andrew. Help me out. Click.
If you'd like to make a call.
Oh, the number you have reached
has been disconnected.
Short Round is now doing the operator line.
If you'd like to make a call, mash keypad with your palm now.
Five, two, seven for love.
Can't get enough of the Chinese stereotypes. But so tell us who that guy is, quick, before I have a conniption here. Who is this guy?
Well, he's a martial artist, actor. You might remember him from movies like Blood Fist.
Mm. Oh, yeah. I might not remember anything about Blood Fist. I might remember...
Well, you know, he's from those martial arts movies that, from a couple of decades ago that basically all you'd get was crappy fighting and boobs. Oh, so he was in,
and that's
so
different
he was
from
in pretty much
what?
Every Van Damme film.
Yeah, exactly. crappy fighting and boobs, those are the perfect...
As opposed to the modern-day action movies, which are so different from that.
Yeah, just crappy fighting. They don't have as many boobs.
They don't have as many boobs.
Unless you're talking about Rocky VI, and then we'll get both crappy fighting and Sylvester Stallone's crappy boobs.
Oh!
Have you seen the pictures of him out there? He does not look right.
I have totally steered away from even looking at him.
He looks like a steroid freaking after-school special of what not to do. He looks horrible.
He has eyeliner permanently dyed into his...
He
into
does?
His yes, he does.
Yeah.
He got all jacked up That's for
gay.
It, didn't he? Like, start popping him like he's eating
Yeah, he looks
Skittles.
Horrible. He looks, but he looks bad. It looks like an old man with muscles. He's like Jack LaLanne
well,
he's, out there.
He turned 60 this year.
60?
60 years old.
Rocky Balboa is 60?
I was lagging.
They're doing a new Rambo. That's all we were talking about.
Oh,
it's not a Rambo. Oh. It's Rocky.
Oh, Rocky 6, the Rambinator. I don't know.
Roxy, it's Rocky 6 Electric Boogaloo.
Oh, okay.
That never gets old, does it?
No, ever.
Okay, no, same as Future Sport.
Check this out, dude. A couple of chicks got together and wrote us.
Wait a minute.
Hey,
what? Did I say something?
Mark is messing
what?
With
huh?
Future Sport.
He's messing with the sport, the future. I want listen. Someone sent me a song they wrote about getting a Nintendo DS for Christmas. This comes from two chicks, and so I'm just going to play a bit
the
of this.
The guy's
here.
Name is Two Chicks.
No. I'm going to play just a bit of this. We may put the whole song at the end. I think
it's really
just
two
so it's on there. But check this out. Here we go.
I want a Nintendo DS for Christmas. Only a Nintendo DS will do. Don't want a Game Boy or Dinky Wonder Swan. I want a Nintendo DS for me to play upon. I want a Nintendo DS for Christmas. I don't think Santa Claus will mind you. He won't have...
Okay, it goes on for like about 4 minutes,
awesome,
but it's
man.
Great, dude. So
that's awesome.
I want
to
thank...
You know, I was wondering, are we allowed to say dinky on the air?
Yes. If we can say
coming
your
from the
words,
guy who says dildo.
Yeah. By the way, you want to know one of the funniest things that ever happens to me? I'm not normally a real dirty guy or anything, but
right.
Yeah, right.
It's true.
You should hear him before the shows. He's got the filthiest
mouth. Yeah, you're old and dirty.
But it works. Sometimes some people will say, he'll say, like, we're working on a project right now, a programming deal, and this head programmer guy at work will say, well, yeah, I think we're going to lose a little, we'll have a little memory leak for a couple of weeks, but that's not a big deal, though.
And Scott's already going,
yeah, and I'm thinking, he said deal, though.
He said leak.
Not leak. It's the deal, though. Oh, shoot. Hold on. Drop my pen. Okay. Back
to
now. We're back.
Down.
We're back.
Okay. Not
watch out.
Don't bend
pen.
Over for the pen. Remember, Mark is there.
Yeah. Yeah. That is in that one's getting.
I'm sorry,
Mark. That one's ripening.
You.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry, but I have so much credit against you for the past 2 months. If you shut up for the next year, I still wouldn't catch up.
You owed me. You messed with Future Sport, man.
Oh, I wanted to mention something about Future Sport. Sebastian, who lives in, I think, Denmark? If I'm wrong, Sebastian, sorry. But he saw Future Sport over the weekend, is going to send in a fan review.
Uh-oh.
Cool.
We didn't get it yet, but watch for that. Also, I wanted to bring up quickly, how's the guild going there, Andrew? I guess Brian's now in our midst. He's among us.
Who, Brian?
Yeah, he's in the game now.
How's it going?
You didn't tell him
no.
yet?
What is, no.
He's never online.
Oh. You can also
Andrew,
ask,
allow me
okay,
to introduce you to,
if you
to,
wanna,
to Brian.
If you want to play with
the podcast and,
with the Extra Life hosts, co-hosts, and fans of Extra Life, on the Earthen Ring realm, there's
Best
the
Brian
Legion at. Of Cain.
Legion
and,
of Cain, all
and
right.
And you can contact... Actually, you can contact... Screw Loose is my character.
Which is Scroolose.
Correct.
Okay.
You can also contact from the forum Screw Sentinel. His character in game is Kerouch, which is I believe it's Kerioch. And you can also contact Scott. Scott doesn't know he's got the power to get people in the guild.
Oh, do I have? I didn't know I had power. Do I really have power?
Yes.
I have the power.
I have the power.
The power of Grayskull is in my hand. So what sure. do I? I don't even know how to do that. So you'll have to tell me. But yeah, look me up. My name.
Call what you got in your hands.
My name is less than the 500 letters everyone else's name is. Apparently, mine is only GERP. GERP. GURP, the undead mage that will own you all in the hizzy.
in the hizzy.
That's if his abdominal pains let him.
You know what?
But basically, yes. If you want to join the guild, I mean,
bring it.
We have non-members that haven't listened to the show or aren't even involved in the forums or members, and then we have a lot of fans of the show that are.
Yeah, so bring it.
You know what? You know what I don't get
we
about?
We even got Len from Jawbone Radio with us.
Oh, Len's playing. That's right. Jawbone Radio. Yep. Way to go, Len. You rock. You should get Nora to play it. What?
I'll just go home now.
Go ahead. What were you going to say?
No, I'm not talking now. No.
He's done.
No, you hurt my feelings.
You hurt my feelings.
I'm just going to eat a hot dog.
If I'm not hurt by the hot dog comment, that's not going to hurt my feelings.
Yeah, that's true.
No, I what I don't understand is... I played on the 10-day guest pass thinking that once I was done with that, I could just start paying $15 a month to play the game. I didn't realize I had to go out and buy the game still in order to play.
Yeah, you can't. The it's part of the security. Some security thing. Plus, it's also good to have the CDs because, God forbid, the thing screws up and then you can't reinstall it.
But the thing is, I would think that all they'd care about is getting the renewable revenue. I mean, the money for the game has already been recouped. So why can't I just, even if I, you know, why can't I just pay for, you know, $15 just to start playing?
It's because they can. That's why.
I know. It's stupid. Yeah, that's the only reason why I haven't done anymore with my character.
Do you want me to buy you a copy?
Oh, please.
I'll buy you a copy.
Anybody who wants to buy me a copy, feel free and send it over. It'll save you $50.
Send your donations to.
I have three coupons where I can actually buy World of Warcraft for $20 a piece as gifts.
Killer. Send it on over.
Okay, send me a copy.
Yeah,
I'm on the trial version.
Send him a copy.
Okay, send me a copy and pay for my next 6 months of playing, and I'll appreciate it.
Yeah, I think it's the monthly that Obsidian has a problem with. And by the way, is it coupon or coupon?
It's actually is it the a crick true or a way. It should be called coops.
Coops. All right, bring your coops and buy me a game in the hizzy. I'll say again, in the hizzy. All right, one last thing I wanted to mention before we get to the main topic today.
You know, Michael Dudikoff hasn't had any work since 2002.
Dudikoff?
My gosh. And random movie notes from Obsidian tonight.
He has Tourette's.
That's my Tourette's.
Bob Saget.
But listen to this. Tomorrow, or I guess tonight at midnight, the worldwide premiere of Peter Jackson's Donkey Kong. Who plays Mario is my question. Jack Black is Mario?
Jack Black is Mario.
He's Jumpman in this one.
And,
Jumpman, that's right.
Only in version 2. Only in part 2 does he become
Mario. Adrian, what's his
name,
plays Luigi.
Adrian Brody is Luigi. And Princess Peach is that chick.
The blonde chick.
Naomi Watts or whatever her name is.
Yeah, Naomi Watts is Princess Peach.
3 hours of Donkey Kong. It's awesome. I can't wait.
And rumor has it that King Kong doesn't show up in the movie until 75 minutes into it.
Yep, and when you see him, it goes doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo.
Oh, the first thing
he
does...
Does he show up in the pie factory? He's not there until the pie factory, though.
Yeah, the pie factory. That's right. That's right, with the flames chase you.
The first thing he does is he goes after... He goes after Jack Black and starts throwing barrels at him.
Yeah, so how is the – I was going to ask, how's the CGI on like those flame balls that chase you around and somehow are smart enough to change correction?
Absolutely,
or change
amazing.
Direction.
Change correction. I'm changing my correction.
The movie looks really good.
Yeah, the movie does look awesome. All kidding aside, Donkey Kong looks great. I mean King Kong. It's getting really good reviews, too, like screaming good reviews.
And this Pac-Man comes out next week.
Yeah, that'll be good. But I'm really excited about it. So what we're going to do...
They're going to re-release Mario Brothers.
No, wait a minute. Andrew, you usually go to like premieres and stuff, don't you? Don't you usually go like the night of? You're that kind of guy?
Yeah, with certain movies, I usually go the night of. And every once in a while, I actually get tickets to go see the preliminary premieres where at the end the studio gives you cards and asks you, you know, how'd you like the movie? Should we change the ending?
Right.
Stuff like that.
Right, like the previews with it.
Well, not that we could if we wanted to.
Well, see, when I went to go see Doom, I got tickets to go see Doom like that. And then when they asked us questions at the end, me and Idlewood and Google 13 just beat the living crap out of the guy.
Left him for dead.
Back in the 80s, Scott and I actually did one of those here, and it was a great manly show, too.
What was it?
Three Men and a Baby.
Did I go to that?
You, Dan, and I went and saw that and filled out all the cards for it.
That's right. That's right. That was directed by Spock. Did you know that? Leonard Nimoy directed that movie.
But the lady gets up at front before the movie starts, and she says, "We're here because we know that Hollywood cares about what the Utah audiences say," and everybody in the theater just burst out laughing.
Like, whatever. They don't care about our dumb market.
It took 3 minutes for everybody to quiet down for her to finish. So.
Yeah, that's lame. The movie was okay, I guess,
for
a chick flick.
Isn't that the movie where Mahoney attacks the baby?
Nice
and,
reference. He fights. Mahoney fights Magnum P.I.
He fights off pod people,
right?
Doesn't he?
And then Sam Malone swoops in,
and then
to save the bar.
Tack Hauer comes in, and no, wait, that's Police Academy. Sorry,
we're mixing our films up here. But yeah, that was good times. That's back when Sam Malone had hair, or at least he was hiding it better. But anyway. King Kong. I wrote it down as Donkey Kong. Go see that. That's good times. I love that game. And then one last thing, right before we talk about our big thing, I know I keep saying that, but next week we have a big giveaway, and Obsidian will be very interested in this, because Obsidian loves Final Fantasy, and we have a big size 12-inch, let's see.
Oh, I don't want to know.
Yeah, yeah. What's his name?
Oh, what does it say on the box? Obsidian.
What does that say on the box?
Oh, I can't see.
Crap, I don't remember his name.
I was about to say that.
Oh. Obsidian. Well, who's the guy in Final Fantasy that has the red cloak and kind of can zip around in it? And what's his name?
Oh, that would be...
Vincent Valentine. Vincent Valentine. Vincent. Yeah, Vincent Valentine. I have a... Not, I keep saying life size, but I mean a large 12-inch high...
this isn't 12 inches.
Well, maybe he is that big.
No.
I don't know.
Well,
maybe I don't,
maybe it is.
Hold on.
Maybe he's a gnome.
It says number two,
well,
Vincent Valentine.
Well, when you look at him on the TV, you know, the average TV, he is actually that big.
I can't find it. Anyway,
it's about 9 to 12 inches.
But it has over 20 points of articulation. So this is like a really nice detailed one. It's big. It's a Square Enix production. They actually make these, I guess. And we're going to be giving this away next week.
They actually make these.
Yeah,
it's not a fake one.
No, I mean it's made up. Square's doing it. I mean, they aren't like using McFarlane Toys or somebody. But anyway, this is going to be reviewed next week, and we're going to give it away for the big Christmas show. It comes with guns and gloves and accessories and all kinds of cool stuff.
All for your geekdom.
Yeah. It's cool.
And all kinds of stuff that I'm not going to have because I can't even participate.
You would love it.
Did you know that Michael Dudikoff has 24 points of articulation?
Who's Michael Dudikoff? Oh, we talked about that already. All right, we're going to take a break.
What
when
do you
we
mean,
come
who's
back.
Michael Dudikoff, he's the American ninja.
All right. What's he talking about? We're going to come right back. When we do, we're going to talk about their big topic of the day, which is online communities, forums, why we hate them, why we love them, and everything in between. So we'll see you on the other side.
What is Jawbone?
Kind of saucy.
What is Jawbone?
Bad taco meat or something.
What is Jawbone?
Is it a Sasquatch or is it more of a skunk ape?
What is Jawbone?
Do I dial 911?
The BBC calls Jawbone the podcast Jerry Seinfeld would have made had he settled down in Cleveland with five children.
That's true.
Witty.
You could start by putting your pants back on.
Funny.
Where's the monkey meat?
Hilarious.
I gotta go to Shetler's. Whew. Excuse me.
From the streets of Cleveland comes Jawbone Radio.
Oh, that's down gotta be trouble. There.
Listen in at jawboneradio.com.
Where's the guy with the meat?
And we're back. Hey, welcome back to the show. Excuse me. Okay.
That makes for good radio.
Yeah, that's... Oh, let me turn you back up.
I said that makes for good radio.
For Gurk. That makes for Gurk.
No wonder you turned me down.
For Gurk. Anyway, we're back to the program, and we're back to this, too. Hey, guys, you guys there still?
Yes.
Good times were had by all. Okay, hold on. My voice is cracking. Mr. Simpson, I'm sorry. I'm not allowed to do that.
I had to talk with my supervisor.
Mr. Simpson. Okay, anyway.
You want fries with that, sir?
Okay, where are we? Oh, we're going to talk about online communities. We're going to talk about message boards. We're going to talk about the tools on the internet that allow people to kind of blab out all their stupid opinions.
Boring.
Why we think it's good, why we think it's bad, and we're going to talk a little bit about why that phenomenon even exists, especially in geekier crowds. Now,
our forum rocks.
Our forum does rock, but let me tell you, it hasn't always rocked. It's had its issues, and they were before your time even. We had some growing pains, and we had a mass exodus at one point. Basically, the entire forum revolted, and they were revolting. I guess
they were revolting.
Yeah, and they left in mass. They all just like took off, and I had to kind of start over. A couple times we got hacked, had to start them over. Then it's been a bumpy road, but right now, it's like a great place to be. And a part of that, I think, is Andrew, because he's in there all the time, moderating stuff, adding new stuff, setting the tone for what people post. It's good. It's good stuff. So,
Andrew rules.
So, Andrew, what do you think makes good? What makes for a good community?
Well,
say that you do, Andrew. Say that you do.
I do, yep. Truthfully.
There you go.
Boiled it down into one person. No. I think, actually, a lot of people in like on our forums, they play off each one another, too. Like, there's certain times that when I make a post, I'm almost guaranteed I know what, like, two or three other people are going to respond to what I made a post about.
Yeah.
Because you just get to know their personality and stuff. And I have to admit, out of the, I mean, there's a few other forums that I post on, but I have to admit, I've never encountered such a cool family community feel. Granted, our family's, you know, twisted and strange.
Yeah.
But
it's
what family isn't?
Yeah, that's a good point. Now, that doesn't always happen, though, does it? Like, a lot of these online communities are just flame fests where anybody who wants to be anonymous and have some animated nudie avatar and say horrible things about each other, it's pretty easy to do that out there. Now, Obsidian, I know you've had you pretty much stay away from your boards, don't you? You don't go to the commission boards much.
Well, you see, basically, what happens with my forums is, well, you see, here's the thing. I hate forums, but it's like with kids, you know, people that hate kids normally don't hate their own kids. And pay special attention to the word normally.
Because, yeah.
I know some people hate their kids.
Right, right. There's always exceptions.
But, yeah, but anyway, I hate forums. I just don't hate mine.
Yeah. What is it about yours? So are you feel good about yours? I thought you had... Do you have somebody moderating your stuff now?
Running? Exactly. Yeah. I have... Well, you see, that's the thing. You know, I basically got tired of handling them because they got a little bit bigger than I would have cared to... you know, they just get... They just grow to a point where you're not actually comfortable managing them anymore.
Yeah. That's why I volunteered.
Yeah.
So I wasn't having any fun with them anymore. And what I basically did is I got some very nice members that were willing to run them for me. And now they run them. And I'm basically just like another member in them.
You're just a visitor like everybody else.
Yeah. I mean, I just happen to own the place. That's it.
Yeah. You visit your place once in a while. That's kind of how I am, and some would say that's a problem because sometimes I'll post news in the blog that was in the forum like 3 days before, and I didn't know. So I really ought to be on there more often.
That never happens.
Now I'm just another member in the forums that just happens to own the place, and I let my moderators run the place, and it became a lot more fun because I don't have to worry about over 500 people anymore. Yeah. I just have to, you know, sit back, have fun, read some posts. I'm normally the kind of person that likes to read stuff. You know, I just go and read people's opinions, check out whatever I like, and I'm not much of a poster.
Yeah. All right, but, that's cool. So,
forums, well, they have their ups and downs, you know. We've had some pretty rough times in there, too.
Yeah. Well, I mean, what do you think brings out these? Brian, you may have some thoughts on this. Because
I have some thoughts.
Yeah. He's been very quiet.
So, moving on to Mark.
Yeah. He's been awful quiet tonight. What do you think, what inspires people to come into these places and feel like they can say anything they want? These are the kind of people, by the way, that would never go out in public and like stand up Batman rocks her, Superman sucks her, blah, blah, blah. You know what I'm trying to say? It's like...
Or we are family.
Why is this forum...
I got all my sisters and me.
What? Dude, he's quoting songs again. That's not Whitesnake this time, though. Thank freaking goodness. You're my cherry pie. Oh, wait, wrong band.
That's Warren.
Sorry. Anyway, so what? Why do you think that is? What's the deal?
Oh, well, they know that no one's going to come punch them because they can't get to them.
Well, that's They're what hidden. I hate. They're I anonymous. Hate that. Can't stand that about
it. Well, you never know. I mean, look what happened to Scott. I mean, this guy that won the lightsaber ended up...
This
living
is true,
just
man.
Down the street.
Yeah, it's creepy.
See, that's the thing. That's the reason why people should be more careful.
Yeah.
Is because, you know, that can happen. People can track you down, man.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, a lot of the forums, I have to admit, from browsing around, one of the worst examples of a forum community I've ever seen are the forums for World of Warcraft.
Tell us why that is. Give us an example.
Instead of going, like, I go there for, like, comedy because people just whine and cry about this, that, and the other thing where they're like, oh, I don't like the way you nerfed hunters. I'm going to quit Blizzard, but they don't actually quit. They just cry about it, you know, and stuff like that. Like, the forum I go to all the time instead of the WoW forums for information and actual constructive help is I go to patchtimer.org. And it's run by just a bunch of people that are also disgusted with the Blizzard forums. In fact, we've been having a discussion about the Blizzard Realm forums, and the guy who runs Patch Timer, Jin, he made the comment that the Blizzard Realm forums are toilets, complete trash.
Toilets.
And then
Nice.
Yeah, and one of the comments, I mean, we got in a big, huge discussion about it, and one of the comments I made
huge discussion
was basically...
Did you like it? No. Did you? No.
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 Cool.
Moving on.
You can boil down the Blizzard forums to basically this. 98% of the people that post on the official forums are ass clowns. Okay.
Wait a minute. 1%
are escaped inmates.
What is it an ass clown does?
Well, the biggest ass clown known to man is Michael Bolton.
Oh,
so,
I didn't know that.
Yes.
Wow.
Come on, think of a song. What's one of his songs? Quick.
When a man loves a woman.
That was a little too fast.
Yeah, that was too fast.
Because basically, look at him. He's almost completely bald, and he's got a mullet.
Leave him alone. Leave him alone.
Yeah, Brian's a big fan. Oh, brother.
He can sing.
Well, didn't Michael Bolton do that
really makes me
song
percolate.
With the other two guys, you know, the when you love a woman, stuff like
Millie
that.
Millie Vanilli?
Yeah, I think you're thinking of the Bee Gees.
I don't know. Yeah, he's with the Bee Gees.
No.
I tell you,
I'm back to the forums thing. I'm not a forums person. I rarely, if ever, visit. The one thing I do like about them is for software purposes. More on a more serious topic, I get all my information about things I need to do in softwares off of the forums. I rarely go to manuals or the official stuff from the company itself.
Well, we get even on the Extra Life forums, there's a lot of people that post on there. They'll be like, hey, I'm thinking about buying an MP3 player. What do you guys recommend?
Yeah,
you
know? And everybody will throw out their opinions, and they'll have links and prices.
And I have to admit, I agree with Mark. I've gotten some of the best information off of our forums.
Yeah.
I'll tell you where I get good information from, and that's Expert Exchange.
Yeah, but they make
I'm
you pay for it.
Is it cost?
Well, yeah, it's $9.95 a month.
You don't have to pay for it.
How do you get the answer? Every time I go there, you know, because I always Google for some information.
I've always logged in.
And I always logged in
for free.
Really? Well, send me your login then.
All right.
Because they do have some really good tech questions, but you know, a lot of times trying to get the answers. I actually paid for it for a couple months to get some answers.
Well, if anybody out there is a web developer and you're looking for a good spot, that's the other thing I wanted to do today was recommend places we think are good resources where communities really are out there to help each other and do cool stuff instead of just bitch. I surprised myself with that word. Hold on a minute. I lost my train of thought. What was I saying?
Yeah, I know.
What forums where you can get information about
Ragging? If you're going to do good web development, a great place to go is the DevShed forums at devshed.com.
DevShed's good.
Yeah, I like that. I get a lot of help
out
there.
I also like coolhomepages.com. Ever go there?
Mm-mm. I haven't been there either.
Cool Homepages?
Yeah, coolhomepages.com. Yeah, that's a cool place. It's not really a forum, though.
There was one I was on, but the problem I've always had with the web development ones, it ends up being kind of like, I mean, they're good for beginners, but I rarely see, either I get the beginner stuff of help my page is upside down to go to the forums where they're talking about highly advanced C# programming or something and trying to find something in between is really hard to do.
That's why I like DevShed. They hit the
middle. Does DevShed
do
that? I'll have to visit that.
DevShed.com. They have a huge forum.
Did
Flash
it used to be
people,
WebMonkey?
PHP people. What? Web who? Yeah.
Did it used to be WebMonkey? Part
wasn't,
of WebMonkey?
Wasn't
DevShed?
She a monkey? Yeah.
Who's the monkey?
WebMonkey?
Yeah, it was WebMonkey before. Or no, I think they did the same.
Was it part of WebMonkey? Somebody quick, tell us.
Quick, hurry, wake up and tell us, because this what
tell
we're talking
now.
About is so boring.
It was a monkey.
Yeah,
206, 203, crap.
Okay.
One of the
what's
web
a good
pages,
place for... Oh, go ahead.
One of the web pages I go to get some of the best information and opinions, it's I'm not going to give you the HTTP thing. No, it's broken-pieces.org/Kane. That's the official, only approved.
Gee, I wonder
who's
that
fan
one
listing.
Is that really a ding?
I was typing that while you were saying it.
Yes, it is.
Oh, that
yes,
rocks.
It is.
Awesome.
That rocks.
That's the only approved fan site.
Approved by who? By
I
him?
By Lord Kane himself.
By
I
fans.
Guess.
By us. Yeah. We say it's
well,
okay.
I think we should all join.
Dude, I
that
may now.
Awesome.
I didn't
we
know
should
it
all
existed.
All join and just flood the place.
I watched. Hey, speaking
we
of Dean Cain,
every show, man.
I don't want to get too far off topic, but speaking of Dean Cain, I watched Las Vegas last night. And I didn't see him on it, so it must be a semi-recurring role or something.
I didn't know it was a recurring role. I thought it was a one-time gig.
Apparently, it's
I thought he's supposed to be a new character.
Yeah, he's like semi-regular or something. He's supposedly ex-husband to the one chick who's on the show, and I don't know her name.
He's not flying around in a cape, is he?
No, he's not.
Oh, come on.
Sorry, Andrew, I took your bit.
He stole it. I want my joke back. But anyway, so back to these forum things.
You know,
I
have to say, though, I mean, like for example, my community, which is named the Ministry of Abnormality, after about a year and, you know, having some pretty bumpy moments and everything, it eventually did turn into a very fun community of people that just like to hang out and be weird. I mean, that's what we do there all day. We just, you know, do weird stuff and just freak each other out. And that's what we do all day.
Well, that sounds like a whole lot of fun.
Picture my nipple.
Yeah, it's weird.
I would not be surprised if I find a picture of your nipple in my community.
I mean, seriously, that's weird. Let me see what you do. Oh, that's weird, too. We're so weird.
No, I mean, it's kind of like, I mean, it's that's what my community is about. And
you
got to
admit, I mean, our community on Extra Life is really weird. And what's funny is we've gotten a couple new people that have joined the forums because they joined our guild. They never knew about the actual comic.
Saw a couple of people.
And they joined the forums, and some of them were like, I just wanted to say hello, and everyone like kind of started acting really weird. And I made a comment on one of them. I was like, you guys are like a bunch of jackals on a piece of meat. A new guy shows up.
Go on, dude. Yeah, that's sorry about that. Sorry.
So let's take the biggest key on the keyboard and make it stop everything.
No, I elbowed it. I didn't mean to do that.
That's
got to
be annoying because when I use the keyboard, it doesn't scream every time I hit it.
I freaked out a little bit. So sorry, I elbowed the pause button, which is, yes, the biggest key on the keyboard. Sorry, but we didn't miss anything. It was right at the end of what Andrew was saying. So Obsidian, I was going to ask you, do you have any forums you frequent for your sci-fi anime sort of fetishes you have? That sounded wrong.
Well, Let me tell you how I satisfy my fetishes.
I don't think any of us want to know.
I really don't want to know. Is there good stuff out there, or is it all just a bunch of whiners, a bunch of kids?
No, I mean, I have to admit, the only two communities I ever go to are my own Ministry of Abnormality and the Extra Life Forums.
Yes!
Really?
Because, as I said, I don't like forums. I don't like message boards. I don't like those kind of stuff and those kind of things. And basically, it's like parents. I hate kids, all of them except my own.
You have kids?
No, it's an example.
None of the blood tests haven't come back yet, at least.
Yeah, we don't know yet. We think you're a father of many. You're like, well, who was that guy that played for the Supersonics who was getting
Sean
everyone
Kemp.
Pregnant? Yeah, Sean Kemp.
Kemp.
He's like the
Michael
father of like
Fox?
50 kids. Michael J. Fox.
Is he a monkey?
All right, well, we probably squeezed about all we can get out of the old forum topic, so to speak.
Crappy movie.
We're going to do crappy movie. You ready for crappy movie?
But you see,
there's more.
I have to say about forums.
Okay, go ahead.
Cole has to once again say that he hates forums but loves his own.
Well, I don't know how it is with Andrew, who basically runs your forums. But, like, for example, the guy that's running my forums basically... the guy that's basically running his name is Envy. And what he's doing these days is that he's doing a bunch of activities. Yeah, I mean, I know this sounds like preschool.
Activities.
but hear me out. Like, for example,
it's a treasure hunt.
Let's do an activity.
it's rather ironic that you bring that up because I'm working on coloring pages for our forum.
So what kind of activities?
For example, he started a contest this month called... Face Man.
I suck.
And what he does is he puts like a bunch of challenges and people post, for example, pictures and stuff. Like, do a live picture version of one of the comic strips.
Oh, yeah.
And people earn prizes.
That's actually kind of cool.
That's a great idea. We may have to do that. Andrew, get on it.
It's become a lot of fun. I mean, the community has become a lot of fun that way because basically you got a whole bunch of members posting pictures of a whole bunch of crazy stuff.
How about... we'll do a contest where you get a free DVD, and we'll call it. How about we'll call it "Kill a Neighbor"?
All right, and you got to have pictures and proof and DNA.
Yep, you the mod.
You have to mail the head to Scott.
Oh, dude, that'd be great. Yeah. What did we get in the mail, honey? Let's see.
Yeah, you know, they love that in Utah.
Yeah. This one's eyes won't shut.
Any wires I have nothing to do with this.
No. Brian's like, I don't even know these guys. Click.
All right. Well,
you know, they love those disembodied heads in Utah.
We do. We keep them on the. It's kind of a Futurama problem we have. We like to have
them in a jar.
Yeah, keep them in a jar.
They hang
on. I am not a crook.
What? They hang on sticks out in the front of our house.
Yeah, it keeps people away. It keeps the Jehovah's Witnesses away.
keep the Jehovah's Witnesses away from us Mormons.
This is our turf. Get out of here.
How dare you?
Oh, wow.
All right,
you
enough.
You guys made those jokes, not us.
Yeah, exactly.
Exactly. We're making fun of us.
Yeah, we're self-effacing with our humor today. All right, enough about forums. Screw them. They're gay. They're lame.
Except for ours. Oh, we all love you.
I just offended gay forums. I don't know.
You just said gay.
let's
it all off and say condom.
Let's do you and your let's do the gay movie of the week, the crappy movie of the week. Sorry.
Oh, hi.
Crappy movie of the week. This is from a show called Alien Dead. It came out in 1980. Andrew, have you seen this?
Yes, and just before you get into what it's about, it's also, if you can't find it under the name Alien Dead, it has three other names.
Okay.
It's, it's called The Alien Dead in the UK.
Uh-huh.
It Fell from the Sky, also in the US, and Swamp of the Blood Leeches, also in the US.
That's better. I like that one.
Whoa. That's a classic.
Yeah, I like it. I refer to Florida as Swamp of the Blood Leeches.
And ironically enough, it's true.
Yeah. Swamp Leech. I'm Jeb Bush, and here at the land of the Swamp Leeches. Leeches? Anyway, plot summary for Alien Dead, 1980. A meteor strikes a houseboat in the swamps near a southern town populated by Yankees with fake accents. The people on the houseboat become zombies who feed on the alligators in the swamp, so they're eating the alligators. Once they run out of alligators, they start going for the citizens. A local citizen tries to figure out what's happening to people once they start disappearing. Okay, that's our plot summary for this fine piece of crap. And I need my pen. All right, here is clip number one from Alien Dead.
Everybody's always wanting to know about the big one. You know what I tell them?
No, sir.
I tell them Eddie Rickenbacker was a son of a bitch and you ought to mind your own damn business.
Okay.
Wait a minute. Are these clips from the movie?
Yeah, from the movie.
Or did you just record people that were here for the last Daytona 500?
Yeah, I had you and Brian do it before the show started.
That was Andrew's family reunion right there.
Yeah, dude. I love redneck.
Hey,
fake redneck.
That's not funny.
The only thing better than a real redneck is a fake one. I love that. Okay, here's number two of Alien Dead.
Sheriff, are you nuts? You'll have a swamp full of hicks out here shooting at each other if you do that.
Shooting at each other? Let me tell you something, boy. Better shooting out here in the swamp than in town there. What do you want me to do? Go out there and get bit by all them mosquitoes?
Oh my gosh!
You know what?
That's painful.
Sounds like that old guy was reading the script as they were filming at the same time.
You can hear him thinking, "Next card, next card,
next card, please."
Yeah, that.
I think he even restarted one of his lines.
What do you mean, bad?
What's rather ironic about this movie is the character of Sheriff Kowalski in the movie was played by Buster Crabbe.
Who is?
Buster Crabbe, back in the 40s and the 50s, played Flash Gordon and Buck Rogers in the old black and white TV show.
Oh, how far he has fallen.
Andrew, please tell me you're reading this off IMDb and you're not
Knows
off the top of your head.
Oh, darn it. I was going to say he knew it.
Well, I'm reading it off IMDb, but the minute I saw that Buster Crabbe played the sheriff, I knew what shows he was in.
He was Flash Gordon?
Yeah.
Yes, he
really?
Was. Not Buster Crabbe.
Not that Flash.
I know that. I know the
Buster
Crabbe,
he was born in 1907.
Whoa. He's probably got a bigger hernia than me at this point. which hurts like
a mother right now, by the way.
I feel like
people measure your manhood.
I feel like somebody wore a steel-toed boot and kicked me right in the nut. It hurts so bad right now. Anyway.
Check it out.
Here's number three. This is our last clip from Alien Dead. Here we go.
What do you think about Sean?
I don't know. Growing up, getting out of the swamp, eating hamburgers, stuff like that.
Was that a boy?
No, dude. It was a chick, but apparently she can't wait to get out of the swamp, eat hamburgers, and stuff like that. eating
hamburgers. She just wants to stop eating possum. That's all there
so
is.
Lame.
Yeah, well, apparently, I guess, where they live, even though it is, you know, very woodsy here, we have hamburgers and we don't have to be in the swamp to have them.
That's right. They don't know that, though. They're Yankees who don't understand. But thanks for listening to that. That's plot summary, or that's the movie, Alien Dead, also known as all those things Andrew said before that I don't remember now.
Starring all sorts of people we don't know about.
Yeah, worth seeing, worth renting. According to IMDb, you can get that film on. Can you get it on?
Can you get Netflix?
You can get it on. Ooh, DVD in both the Canada and America.
America.
You can get it in America or Canada.
Awesome.
If you buy a half a gallon of milk at your local Publix, they give you a copy.
Local what? What is that place you keep mentioning? What's it called?
Publix.
Never heard of it.
It's a grocery store here in the East Coast Southern area.
We don't have any of that. We have Smith's. We have Albertsons. We have Harmon's.
Fred Meyer.
See, the Albertsons, over here have more or less gone out of business.
Yeah. Yeah, it's all crap. All right. Well, there's that. We also have just a couple of quick emails. These are quick, which is good.
How quick can you read
them? We like them quick. We have many things. Oh, by the way. I had a lot of emails. I don't want to say them all, but Sam Marshall, a few other people, sent in emails complaining that Obsidian got the whole Star Wars Episode 3 storyline wrong, and that when he yelled, because you said last week when Anakin or when Obi-Wan yells, "You were the chosen one," you said it was up on the bridge, and they all correcting you. They're all saying, yep. "No, it was after he got his leg chopped off."
Yeah, he's starting to burn at that point.
It takes a real man to admit a mistake, and yes, I was mistaken.
Wow, you are a real man. I had my doubts.
At least that's very wrong.
We're on the street.
Yeah. Anyway, so what else? I wanted to mention this.
For you, Scott.
We got an email, not an email, but an IM right here in real time over Skype from Orion Heinz. I got it right this time. He just wanted to say that he's listened to every show we've done.
Of ketchup.
He says, much best something crap line. You? Keep up the good work. Orion Heinz. Yes, the constellation and the ketchup.
I guess that's the best way to explain it.
Yeah, that's cool. So anyway, I'm not chatting back to him because we're doing the cast, but Orion, if you're listening,
thanks for bugging us during the cast, man.
Good times.
I mean, thank you.
Yeah, good times.
Courage.
Also, we got a message from somebody saying that we should do a best of show. This comes from Sebastian.
A what?
A best of show, so that everybody.
Is
that
where we sit around and we talk
and
about the
really
episodes
hard.
We liked?
I don't know if it's like that, or if we do like a clip show, which means I have to do a lot of work.
Isn't a best of show one of those shows that they do when they don't actually have anything to do with the show?
Exactly.
So what somebody ought to do is one of the listeners who has access to the audio software, like what do you use, GarageBand?
GarageBand
like
or so Audacity or whatever.
Why don't you listeners do it? Why don't you guys go out and find all the things and put it together and send it off to Scott?
Put together your favorite moments,
and you'll get something.
Yeah, and then it'll actually.
Obsidian saying dildo and penis and clitoris and all the other things he says.
Any other iterus he feels like saying?
Today we said condom.
I'm sorry, I forgot condom. You did say nipple once, too.
Condom.
Don't forget, kids, you know, wait until you're at the market and then scream condom at you.
Yeah,
you know what's really fun
parents
to do?
Love that.
Next time you're at the grocery store, go into, like, where they, you know, have the condoms. Get some, boxes of condoms and randomly drop it in people's carts as you walk through the grocery store.
That sounds like a fun trick to play on people.
Yep.
I got really someone fun. Else who asked us
if they're over 70.
You know, the best joke ever about condoms, in my opinion, was made by one webcomic that I absolutely love, which is called Ornery Boy. You can just check it out at orneryboy.com. He basically says that when he's buying condoms, so he doesn't feel uncomfortable, what he tries to do is make the cashier feel uncomfortable instead of him feeling uncomfortable. So there's basically like this image of a huge stack of condoms that he's buying, and he's looking at the cashier, and he's going like, "Hey, babe."
So what'd you do tonight?
Yeah, hey, babe. That's very nice. Sorry, I was.
That's Scott's way of saying, "Will you just shut up?"
I know. I was chatting with this Orion Heinz, and I didn't hear the entire joke.
Tell him I really like his interstellar ketchup.
My favorite joke of all time. You guys want to hear it?
Yeah.
Okay. My favorite joke ever goes like this: guy walks into a doctor's office, has a giant frog on his head.
Okay. Oh, God.
Doctor's Doctor says, "Oh my gosh, what happened to you?" And the frog says, "I don't know, it all started with this wart on my butt." I love that joke. It's my favorite
joke.
Well,
you know what's funny is that's kind of like that one they do in World of Warcraft. It's a human joke where the human's like a frog walks into the bar or whatever, and the barman goes, you know, "Where'd you get the orc?" And he's like, "Durotar. They got them all over the place down there." Something like that.
I haven't heard that one. Yeah. Maybe I'll try to find that. Play it on the show.
I gave you all the sound files.
Hey, Steven Kupek says he wants to know how to listen to our podcast on his PSP. It's simple.
Ooh, good question.
You need headphones.
Download it. Drag and drop it over into the little drive it creates when you plug your PSP in. Listen to the show. Simple as that.
Add DRM because Sony won't play it unless there's
DRM. You have to add your own DRM.
Add your own DRM.
You have to have some sort of... and those who don't know what DRM means, it means damn retarded...
Management.
Yeah, there we go. That's good.
That's good. That is good.
I was trying to move some lumber in the backyard, and I pulled my DRM.
Oh, man. You got a bag full tonight. But thanks for that, Steven or Stefan Kupek. I don't know if I'm saying that right.
Stefan.
Might be Steven. I don't know. Who knows? It looks like
Stefan.
Stefan Kupek. I am Kupek.
Hello, I am Stefan.
So thanks for that. Appreciate all the mail. We got a few others, but don't have a ton of time. So we're going to head out of here quick. I did want to say a special thanks to everybody who's been writing in and sending audio because we really like getting that. If you're interested in doing something special for the Christmas show, this is next week. Oh, by the way, call of heads. What am I trying to say? Count of hands? What do you say when you're trying to get everybody's count of heads?
I can't remember how to say it.
I don't know what I'm saying.
Count of hands.
Count of hands. Is that it?
Yeah, I think so.
It doesn't sound right.
How many people are going to be here is what he's trying to say.
Dirty that jalopy, monkey cheese. I mean, I'm not even... The words that makes as much
purple
sense
purple
to me.
Purple monkey dishwasher.
Bye weep, grana weep, ninny bye.
Exactly. But for everyone in this room, who's going to be here for the Christmas show?
Me.
What, for next Tuesday?
Next Tuesday.
Yeah, I'll be here.
You guys, they don't celebrate Christmas in Colombia.
Christmas isn't on...
Yeah, they're not Christians. The entire country
Christmas
is Catholic.
Christmas isn't on a Tuesday.
Plus, isn't that
Christmas
whole place...
Is exactly.
No. I'm not saying it's on Christmas. I'm just saying it'd be our Christmas show because it'd be the one before Christmas.
Yeah, I'll be here.
But don't. I'm saying you don't celebrate...
You know me.
I'm saying...
You know me. I hate kids. I go to the market
It's the cocoa plant harvest in Colombia.
Isn't Colombia the place with that giant Jesus statue that like...
No, that's Brazil.
Oh, Brazil.
That's Brazil. Oh, my God. I'm buying...
What is it you lagged so I didn't hear?
Nothing. We said Colombia is great. Colombia is nice.
Obsidian rocks.
Obsidian rules. No, it wasn't offensive at all.
I'm going to buy Scott a globe.
Obsidian Scott apparently thinks that you now live in Brazil.
Yeah, I got confused. Sorry.
Well, you know, Brazil wouldn't be that bad. You know, I like Brazil.
Yeah, you and your
Actually,
carnival.
Actually, O grew up as one of the street kids in Rio.
Ooh, cha-cha. I don't know what that
Her
means.
Her name is Rio.
She dances on the sand. Is that what is that?
Duran Duran.
Dude, we couldn't be more random today.
like we're ever focused?
Yeah, I mean, no, but I mean, even more. Usually, there's some focus, but now it's like Duran Duran, hotcakes, penis, tree trunk.
Can we just sing "Girl from Ipanema"?
I like what Mark said. That purple.
Purple monkey dishwasher.
Yeah, purple monkey dishwasher.
That was from The Simpsons.
In fact, I'm
that was when Bart started the rumor with the teacher strike at the elementary school. I can't talk.
Yeah, I know you can't. Purple monkey dishwasher came out really smooth.
At the very end of it.
Of course you can't.
Apparently,
talk.
The teachers are going to keep striking. Purple monkey dishwasher.
Well, there you go. We're random as hell today. I don't know what else to say except my groin hurts like a mother. Seriously, it hurts.
And we just wanted to know that.
I never associated my mom with your groin. That's rather sick.
We'll start thinking about it that way.
Okay, Daddy?
Margaret, that's your name.
We're done. We're out of time. We're all done. I have a little mashup to play at the end, so this should be fun.
Mugga, mugga.
From last week. What else do we have? Is that it? Is that everything? Have I forgotten anything? Anyone else have anything really important to say before I close out?
Yes, I do. I do.
What?
Monkey.
Oh my gosh. I knew it.
Well,
I jumped right into that one.
You paused for him.
It's my fault.
Do I need to bring a present next week to the party?
For Christmas?
What, Obsidian? What'd you say?
We should give Andrew a sense of humor for Christmas.
Oh, only if we all chip in and buy Scott like grammar books and a globe.
And a wrap for my groin.
Actually, what Scott needs right now is...
Love, sweet love.
Those brand crackers, you know, the ones that taste like cardboard.
Dude, it isn't my intestines.
He's having those intestinal problems.
No, it's really not.
His intestines are sticking out is the problem.
To get rid of some intestinal...
Fortitude. I don't know what's wrong with me.
Metamucil helps with that.
Metamucil. Okay, we're done. We're done. We're done.
Bye-bye.
Are you guys
gone?
And we're done.
We're out.
Thank you. Thank you, our Brian, Obsidian, Andrew. Bye.
Thank you.
Scott, you know, I wanted to ask you something, Scott.
Hurry. You have like 10 seconds.
Are you really thankful?
Yes.
Are you?
Yes. Gotta go.
Bye.
Bye. Okay, that's the end of that. Mark, thanks for being here.
No problem.
It's the studio just wasn't the same without you last week. And thanks for the hot dogs.
Yeah, exactly.
Hey, this has been Extra Life Radio. This has been Scott Johnson. That has been our panel show for our Tuesday night show, and we've been random as crap. I apologize in advance. But hey, if you want to be part of this show, make sure, here's the part where I do talk about the phone line. Call our crap line, 206-203-CRAP, C-R-A-P, or 2727 if you don't have letters on your phone. And if you don't, how are the 40s? Anyway, also, what? Oh, email. Email us at myextralife@gmail.com. Also, visit myextralife.com and check out the comic, the blog, archives of the show, all kinds of cool stuff over there. Make sure you do it now. Next week, I have no idea what our main topic is going to be. We'll think of something cool because it's Christmas, of course. And we'll be giving away that great big thing from youbuynow.com. Youbuynow.com! Go check it out. Make sure you buy stuff with the Extra Life code. Get 10% off for your holiday shopping. We'll see you guys next week. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, women of all ages, and men of varying age ranges and groups. And we all know what that means. Actually, it means nothing. I guess that's it. Special thanks to the listeners, too. That's the end of the show. Good night, everybody! Just kidding. Pork and bean fame. The once a 6 month yes. updated pod or comic.
Yeah. Be proud that you're special.
Freaking Southern Telecoms, whatever the poo you got dealing, whatever you're dealing with down there.
Well, I'm eating macaroni without cheese.
That's sick and wrong.
So that's just macaroni then.
Cheese.
Yeah, I'm eating a burger without fish poo on it. I mentioned last week that it was snowing like a butthole here in Utah. Well, that's awesome. That's totally cool to hear about. Well, we have a lot to talk about today. I want to get to...
you know what's the bad thing about macaroni without cheese is?
What?
It's awfully dry.
Yes.
Dude, we got an email from Thomas Smith who says, "Dare Mr. DJ Poopy Dark Matter Teabag Pants Fetish," or whatever you're calling yourself.
Is that the only thing they could think to say when they first saw a whale's penis?
What, dork? Well, Jeebus, that's your answer. We don't know what the hell we're doing. All right, last one. Well, thanks, Jay. That's very
informative.
Useless. Oh, I mean informative. That's what I meant. I work from home today because I have sort of, let's just put it this way.
Sick.
Sometimes when you fart...